We are back. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Don Herzler is with us on his book jackets. He is listed as Donald J. Herzler. Two books of recent vintage, Suddenly Retired and What's Left of Don. What's Left of Don, written in 2020, Suddenly Retired in 2022. Don, you've been, you're 75 years of age now. You've been retired for 14 years, starting out in 2008. Two questions. How are you? How you doing? And secondly, has your perspective on retirement changed at all over those 14 years?
Great question. I am a professional retiree at this point, that's for sure. How am I doing? You know what? I'm getting older, and I never hide that fact. My hearing is lousy. My eyesight's gotten worse. I have no upper body strength. In fact, it's difficult for me to surf these days, not because I can't surf. I'm a good surfer. I just can't paddle like I used to because that takes muscle. So, and my wife's got a bad knee right now that she just had some cortisone shots yesterday, and she's probably going to have to replace. So, yeah, there's that ugly part of it, of getting older, but we're all going to do that if we're so lucky to get old. Monetarily, I don't know what people's expectations are. I've got way more money than when I retired, and I'm making per year probably as much money as I made at my height, just with my little side efforts of writing and photography. So I haven't found that to be a worry. What has surprised me is how much I've loved it and how much I love freedom. I never had freedom in my life until I retired. I've got it now, and I would never give it up.
Well, that is a wonderful story. And I, from looking in on you, the key thing that I would say is that you have approached retirement with enthusiasm, aggressiveness, you are productive. And as a result, it is not a retirement of just leisure and sitting around and being, what's the word for that when people are sedentary? But you are active, involved, and taking on life with enthusiasm. And I credit you for that. And I hope people hearing this today hear that and recognize that time is precious, and they should use it and not just fill it. Now, you, as a photographer and also a chronicler of your life, as well as life in general, you've had a couple of volcanic eruptions out there that have put on quite a show.
It's been amazing. So we have on this island, the big island of Hawaii. I live in Kona. We live on the big island of Hawaii, as opposed to Oahu and Waikiki. It's another island. We've got five volcanoes here. I think four of the five are considered to be still active, and one of them is Kilauea, has been almost constantly active since 1983. It had about a one-year shutdown, but it's come back on, and the lava level in the crater is as high as it was when Mark Twain was here 100, 150 years ago. It is very, very high. It's the most beautiful I've ever seen it, and very easily to and safe to access and view. So we invite people to come over and take a look. Now, when it gets too full, it'll spill over, head down, and it heads down with gravity downhill. And unfortunately, downhill, it can head towards cities and the like. And the last time it did that, it took out almost 800 homes. So we hope that that does not happen. But there's no sign of it at present. The other one was a big surprise. Mauna Loa, which is about 14,000 feet, a little short of 14,000 feet, it goes off about every 40 years. And it had been 40 years. And guess what? It went off in the middle of the night. We had three strong earthquakes. We felt all of them. And on the third one, my business partner, CJ Kale, called me and said, "Did you feel the earthquakes?" Well, 11:50 at night, I don't get a lot of calls at 11:50 at night. So I said, "Yeah, I felt them. So what?" And he said, "I think the third one opened up Mauna Loa." I said, "Well, let me go out in the driveway." I went out in the driveway, and the red sky behind my house was terrifying. I thought maybe that the volcano I live on, Hualalai volcano, had gone off. But no, sure enough, it was Mauna Loa, as kind of predicted. So it was a good 30 miles away, and the flow went away from our house, not toward it. But I had woken up all of our neighbors. We're all standing out there in our underwear wondering if we should evacuate. And then my partner rolls by and says, hop in, we're going to go photograph this thing. It was beautiful. It was furious. It was dynamic, and it lasted about 10 days, and then it went completely out. Within a week, it had a snow covering over it.
Wow. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Don Herzler is with us. He lives in Hawaii, has written 8 books in total, 2 of recent vintage, What's Left of Don, and Suddenly Retired. Now, Don, as I recall, you were fairly high up in corporate America, and there you are standing in the driveway at 11:50 at night looking at the results of a volcanic eruption. Wow, what a difference in life.
Worse than that, I was CEO of a big property casualty company, and the worst part is I have no lava insurance on the house. So if and when it does get taken by lava, all of my old business friends are going to have a good laugh out of that. I, however, will not be laughing.
Now, can you get lava insurance?
Not really practically. The Hualalai volcano hasn't gone off for 250 years. However, its cycle is 249 years, so we are a little concerned about it. So far, it showed nothing, no activity whatsoever. And by the way, if it goes off, it can go about 10 different ways other than our house. And so we'll see what happens then. But, you know, it is what it is. If you live on a volcanic island, you got to expect things to get warm from time to time.
Well, and, you know, the other interesting aspect of things, and we do see the result of it in California. We see it here in Arizona with the fires, and you see it in other places around the country in different circumstances. I love it when the engineers talk of a 200-year event, and then one happens. I don't love that it happened, but the fact that they so casually will say, well, don't worry about the flood there. It's a 200-year event. As you had pointed out, where are we in that 200-year cycle at this point?
As an old insurance guy, 40 years of doing it, and mostly on the underwriting side where you really pay attention to those kinds of data, And there are 500-year events, and I always plan for the 500-year events because they can happen on your watch, and during my watch they did several times and cost the company and me a lot of money and a lot of anguish for our policyholders. So, yeah, I pay attention to that. There is a tidal wave expectation on this island that if under the worst possible circumstances, which I won't bore you with, but we could have a 750-foot tsunami. And I live at 760 feet on purpose because I'd like to get the really good photos of it as it comes in and changes life as we know it. So I do pay attention and do plan around those 500-year events and know that bad things can happen to good people.
And we've had tsunamis in recent memory in this world.
Yep.
Let me ask you about your family. I remember when you were talking about retirement, you said we are going to Hawaii. We are not going to where the kids and grandkids are. We're not going to be chauffeuring them to soccer practice every third day. How is the family, and how has that part of your life gone?
That part is great. It's not as good as any of us would like because distances and activities, you know, high school kids get very busy and the like. So we'd love to see them all the time, but one of our grandsons was over here a week or so ago, and we had a ball. We're going to be seeing them again in April. The airplanes work, the FaceTime works, and we're on it all the time. But it's to be very truthful about it, it's not the same as having them down the into the block, but then again, on the other end, I'm not asked to take them to soccer practice.
Yes, the difference is they're not down at the end of the block. That's the good news. The bad news is they're not down at the end of the block.
That's true.
Donald Herzver, wonderful to talk to you. Enjoy your safari. We will check in with you when you get back. Have a great time, and I'm glad you're doing well. Continued not only success but enjoyment in your retirement.
Bill, thank you. I always enjoy talking with you, continued success to you. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha, Donald Herzver. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Don Herzver has been our guest. He is the author of 8 books, including the 2 of most recent vintage, Suddenly Retired and What's Left of Don, and After the Close Encounter with the Tiger Shark, Don's Intact. Bill Brady on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX.